At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm visiting with David Cox. And David, this is an international conference and represented by the fact that you are here from Australia. Not a short trip to make, I know. Hopefully you're all over your jet lag, maybe. But I want to first congratulate you. You have been selected by the Precision Ag Institute as their Precision Farmer of the Year. Let's get to know you a little bit and your operation. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. The company is Davco.
Well, thanks very much, Chuck. We're cane farmers in Australia. We farm in the northeast part of Queensland. We've got about a 5,000 acre operation of fully irrigated sugar cane. It's furrow irrigation, and it's a high production area, so by world standards we've got fairly high yields, but to achieve those high yields we have fairly high costs as well.
So how have you been able to utilize what we call precision agriculture to make what you're doing, I guess, more efficient, more sustainable, especially financially?
I started coming to the Precision Ag conferences in Minneapolis back in 1996. And at that stage, I was looking for guidance, tractor guidance. I just like coming to these conferences, assessing the whole array of research that's being done, and then I try and select out a few of them that I think has potential to be implemented in a practical and cost-effective way into the sugar industry.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of us here in the U.S. that might associate sugarcane with Australia. So I'm from Florida here in the United States. Certainly we knew a lot about sugarcane there. So I guess a question I'd be curious about, though, is what's the end use for the products that you're producing? I mean, the locally exported, what do you do with all that sugarcane?
Yeah, Australia are fairly small producers, but we're high productivity producers. We are generally regarded in the world sugar industry as pretty well at the forefront of technology, but our scale is reasonably small. Our farm sizes are very small relative to Brazilian standards, but we're really trying to utilize all the technology that is available to try and keep ahead above water.
Well, what does it mean to you to be picked to receive this award?
Oh, I'm extremely pleased. Never expected it. I wasn't aware that I'd been nominated. And so it's very pleased. I don't do much else than think about precision farming. It's my work and my hobby. Mm-hmm. And, from coming to the conferences years ago, I've got contacts that I keep in touch with, and we just try and keep abreast of anything new coming out that we think we can implement cost-effectively.
Well, speaking of that, there are some new things on the agenda here, like we've got a track on precision conservation, for example. Anything that's just, sticks out in your mind that you've seen or heard already that you found especially interesting?
Yeah, at this point, our next step forward is telemetry. We want a lot of information coming from tractors that I see some are going to be manned and some are going to be unmanned. Wow. We definitely see potential for, and I'm pushing now, to try and get autonomous vehicles for our market and the Brazilian market.
Well, I know that every once in a while we see that reports that agriculture has reached a technology plateau, but then all of a sudden there's a whole new crop of products, whether it's hardware, software, that comes up. So I see this precision agriculture thing continuing to evolve. Would you feel the same way?
Absolutely. Look, it's just getting momentum now. I do feel for the researchers that do a heck of a lot of research, and some of them get a bit frustrated that the results of their research doesn't end up getting utilized out in the farming world as soon as they'd like it. That is a problem. It definitely isn't a problem with me and the farmers like me. Yeah, we're looking for the technology. We're out there. We're not sort of waiting for it to come. We're out there looking for it. And the papers that I've seen at this conference really just say it's just building and building.
Right. Well, that's what I see, too. I want to, again, congratulate you, David Cox. He is the award recipient for Precision Farmer of the Year from the Precision Ag Institute. And here at the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.